Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 218 for August 23rd, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. Daily grind has got me working through the night. I'm punching clocks and pounds. The song you're listening to is Take You Home. I don't mind hustling so that my dreams. And the artist is Hoyo Verlerdi. Now and then I need some inspiration. Let it go and let it flow. And you can find a link to this music at the website www.hometravelagent.net. When you hear it calling, you gotta let the music take you home. Well, once again, welcome everybody to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And coming up here shortly in the show, we have Laureen Romero joining us as the co-host. And we always welcome Laureen aboard on the show. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And I want to thank our subscribers in particular for taking the time and getting the show on their iPhone or their iPod or their Zune or their Creative Zen or whatever equipment you're using to listen to the show and subscribe to it. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And continue to subscribe. And I hope you go over to the website at hometravelagent.net and pick up the new RSS feed up on the top right-hand corner of the page and plug that into your podcatching software so that you can maintain the latest RSS feed. Now, the old feed is going to go by the wayside at some point here in the future, so go to hometravelagent.net, click on that orange RSS feed icon up on the top, and subscribe using that feed within your podcatching software. And that includes iTunes. You know, and also while you're over at the website, there's a couple things that you can do. One is you can subscribe to the newsletter, and the newsletter is the show notes, and you can get those weekly in your email inbox. Just by putting your email address into the subscribe to the newsletter section there on the website over on the right-hand side of the page. Also on the right-hand side of the page is a link to the agent-to-agent forum. And I want to remind everybody that the forum is out there for you to use. It's free, no charge. Actually, everybody here at the hometravelagent.net website and listeners to the podcast, you know, you're all platinum members. There's no charge. You all get everything there is that we have to offer on the show at no charge, including the agent-to-agent forum. So click on the link on the right-hand side of the webpage and participate in the agent-to-agent forum. Gary Ebels has gone over there and posted a question about host agencies. And if you go and give your own post, give your own answer, your question, your comments about your host agency, you may be in line to win a prize that Gary is offering. So, you know, go over to the agent-to-agent forum and check it out. Okay, I want to move on into a couple of our commercial products here that we promote on the show. One product that we've had as a sponsor for a very long time here now is the GoToMeeting software. And if you've tried web conferencing, you know, you've probably realized how expensive it can be and how difficult it can be to use. And now there's great news. There's an easier, more affordable way, and that's GoToMeeting. Setting up a meeting in GoToMeeting takes about 2 minutes. And you know, this past week, I set up a GoToMeeting session with a colleague of mine on the other side of the state, and I wanted to go through the process of how to make some posts on a website that our association maintains, and I wanted to show her how to use the back end of that website. So, what's the best way to do that? Well, it was GoToMeeting. And you know, it really was. In less than 2 minutes, we were up and running, and I was showing her how to use and how to make posts on this website. So, you know, and meeting attendees, they don't even need the software installed. They can just start the meetings with a click. And you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. And the best part is you can try GoToMeeting for free right now for 30 days. So for this special offer, you must go to www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. And that's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. Now, I know you all are looking for more business out there and ways to get more clients. And you know, I found a great way to get more clients for your business. And that's a website called Angie's List. And as a travel agent, you're going to want to take advantage of Angie's List, because Angie's List will develop leads for you
And those leads are generated by recommendations written on Angie's List by your clients. Now, Angie's List is a place where your clients can go and give you a good reference. And that reference is one that people will depend on when they're looking for a travel agent. And who are those people? Well, they're over 750,000 people using Angie's List. So what a great resource to generate some leads. Now, you can use the links in my show notes on the hometravelagent.net webpage or in the show notes, and you can sign up and give your clients gift memberships and then ask them to write reviews for you on Angie's List and get that service going so that when people are looking for a travel agent with good references, they go to Angie's List and that's where they're going to look. And you're also, as a consumer of services, you are also going to appreciate Angie's List, because when you're in need of a plumber, a cleaning service, a doctor, dentist, or any other kind of service provider, you can turn to Angie's List to find the best in your area. So go to the home-based travel agent website, hometravelagent.net, click on the link there, and sign up for Angie's List, less than a cost of a cup of coffee per month. And obviously, since it's so inexpensive, the amount of money that's coming to this show from Angie's List is not a lot, but the reason I'm promoting it is because I think it's a great place for you to go to get clients. So good luck with that, and you know, give it a try, see what happens. Well, with all that introduction going on here, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment of the show, and we're going to talk about an exciting place in Canada, and this place is worth its weight in gold. And you'll see what I mean when we get into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We're in the co-hosted segment now. And with us again is the co-host, Laureen Romero from Windsor, California. You know, the other day, Gail was preparing an envelope to send to Laureen. And she's writing the address out. And she puts down Windsor, CA. And she goes, Laureen lives in Canada? And I had to explain to her, it's Windsor, California. But, you know, any time that we see Windsor here in Michigan, Windsor, Canada is about 3 hours away, so it's easy for us to think that. And Canada and the Yukon Territory is a part of our discussion here. And I want to let Laureen introduce our guest. Laureen, take it away.
Great. Thank you very much. On our show today, we have a woman that I met in Dawson City when I was on the Holland America training. I was, as a quick reminder, was on tour 3, and we did 3 nights on the Holland ship and then a 10-night land package. And let me tell you, if any of you want to be able to refer your clients to doing a package like that, definitely have them make sure to do the land portion. We saw parts of the Yukon and all the other territories that we had never experienced before, and it was so wonderful that I wanted to make sure to have somebody come on the show to represent the Yukon Territory. When we were in Dawson City, they did a presentation with several different people, and I have to tell you, the guest that we have on the show is the only person I walked up to and asked if they would consider being on our podcast. I'm actually really picky about who, the quality of the speakers that we have that come on the show to help educate our listeners. And so today we have Erin Deacon. She's the marketing officer for Northern America and Latin America. See, Erin, I didn't even realize you had those two huge territories. And she is with the tourism branch, and I believe you're actually located in Whitehorse. Is that correct?
That is, Laureen, and thank you so much for asking me to speak to your listeners today.
Well, tell us, Erin, a little bit about what you do. You sound like you have an awesome job in a beautiful territory. What do you do, and how do you work with travel agents and in the travel industry?
Well, my job as marketing officer for the Americas takes me through the lower 48, of course, and also into Latin America. Currently, specifically, right now, we're focusing on the Mexican market. So you're absolutely right that I have an incredible area to educate travel agents and the travel trade about. I get to do it from an incredible viewpoint. My office is situated right downtown Whitehorse, which is the capital of the Yukon. I have the Yukon River, which is the fourth longest river in North America, outside my window. And today we have incredibly blue skies, green grass, just an incredible August day.
That sounds fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit, how big is your territory? The Yukon, I was really surprised that it was as massive as it is. Now, it's mostly, tell us about the terrain and what would people expect while they're visiting that area?
Well, you're absolutely right that our portion of North America is quite immense. The Yukon is about 187,000 square miles. So if you're trying to relay that to another U.S. state, we're about 20,000 square miles larger than the state of California. And what does that give us for geography? Well, we stretch right from the 60th parallel all the way up to the Bering Sea and the Beaufort Sea. So we have quite an immense diversity of topography. Everything from coastal mountain ranges, because we're very close to the Pacific Ocean, it's only about a two-hour drive from Whitehorse, all the way up to the Beaufort Sea. If we go west to east, we have the westernmost community called Beaver Creek that's on the famous Alaska Highway, and it stretches all the way over across towards Watson Lake if you're traveling the Alaska Highway into the Yukon. We have a little bit of interior area that is a little bit drier than our coastal region and thus a little bit more sunnier and warmer during the summer. And then once you get up to the Arctic Circle area, we have the barren landscape that you would see in the Arctic area. So we do, because of our range in topography, we do have an incredible array of wildlife here in the territory. Although our population is only around 34,000, and I believe California's 33 million, we are outranked and outnumbered by 200,000 caribou. We have a healthy moose population of 70,000 and about 10,000 black bears at last count. We're also on very fortunate to be on the migration route of all the nesting birds from as far away as Central America right up into the Alpine and the Arctic reaches of the Beaufort Sea area. So a very diverse territory with lots to see, lots to do, and lots to encounter.
When you're talking about the population versus the land, I, of course, being from California, find that absolutely amazing. The little town of Windsor, California, that I do live in, that Barry just mentioned, we have a population of close to 30,000 just in our town. So basically what you're saying is your entire territory, all the people would fit pretty much in our state, in our town.
Absolutely. And I always get a chuckle when I hear about the Rose Bowl or any of your big sporting events, even college football. Your stadiums would hold twice our territory's population.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You know, talking about sporting events, one of the things that Whitehorse is infamous for is one of those events that is true to my heart. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, Lorena. And you'd be talking about the Yukon Quest International Dog Sled Race. Now, some agents might get it confused with the Iditarod. The Iditarod is only in Alaska. What's unique about the Yukon Quest is, one, it's international between our neighbors in Alaska and ourselves. And it pretty much follows the route of the Yukon River. And again, being the fourth longest river in North America, that's pretty amazing. And I imagine the grueling effort going from our elevation here in Whitehorse all the way over the passes into Fairbanks, which is getting pretty close towards sea level. So it's about anywhere from a 15 to 20-day race. The start alternates between Fairbanks, Alaska, and Whitehorse, Yukon. This year, the race in 2010 will start in Fairbanks, and it will do its mandatory layover in Dawson City, where we met you at with Holland America, and that's going to happen February 9th to 12th in 2010. And then in Whitehorse, we'll all be standing at the finish line cheering on those mushers and those athletic dogs that have run 1,600 miles into Whitehorse between the 15th and the 20th. Actually, Barry, that's incorrect. It's 1,000 miles from Fairbanks to Whitehorse. So it is quite an just amazing feat for not only those mushers, but for those animals as well. And the dog care that those mushers practice is absolutely phenomenal. those dogs will be massaged and rubbed down and bedded in hay and made sure they're fed and watered with excessive caloric intake before the mushers will even think of getting themselves something hot to drink or eat, or even before they'll close their eyes. The dogs are number one, and it is just a fantastic event for anybody to participate in, see, or even follow those Quest mushers on the website.
That is definitely something that I would recommend for our listeners to kind of keep an eye out for, about more information about the Yukon Quest. It's a fabulous event, and it's really too bad that it does get overshadowed by the Iditarod, because it is as amazing as its cousin. It's been around, I believe this was the 26th year. Does that sound about right, Aaron?
27th running this year in 2010. So, yeah, they've been around for quite a while.
And the fact that it's going to be several days in Dawson City and then also ending in Whitehorse is definitely something that I would highly recommend if you have clients that are looking to do something very unusual, to be able to kind of point them in a direction to be able to do that. Now, there's lodging in both towns during this event that people might want to look into. Is that right, Aaron?
Absolutely. And the earlier you can plan anything around the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race, the better you off you are. You can imagine, with Whitehorse being the capital, we have a wide variety of accommodation. And I encourage your listeners to hop onto our website at travelyukon.com, where all of our accommodations here in the territory are listed. And being the capital, we do have that diverse range. But in Dawson City, with a smaller population, with media, worldwide media, heading down into that area, you can just imagine how quickly rooms will be snatched up. Now, not to say that the locals there are happy to take you into their homes, and there's certainly a tent village that springs up, especially around where the Quest mushers are bedding their dogs and setting up camp. But it can be a very busy time of year, especially in February, because we have the Frostbite Music Festival, we have the Yukon Sourdough Rendezvous Festival starting to occur. So February becomes pretty much when all of us Yukoners emerge from our winter hibernation and start welcoming back longer days, beautiful sunny temperatures, and just start stretching out and getting ready for spring to bloom. So it's a very busy time of year for all of us.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. On your website, is there an area that travel agents might want to make sure to take a look at? Do you have folks that are in your office that will work with travel agents to be able to help their clients be able to put something together, or at least give them some good information on what they could expect?
Absolutely. Our Department of Tourism and Culture welcomes anyone to contact us at any time, whether it be via phone or the TravelYukon.com website, or even contacting me directly. I'd love to hear from agents or any of their clients that want more information. Our website is definitely an incredible place to start. We also have a travel counselor available, and their toll-free number is 1-800-661-0494, and of course we encourage anyone who's interested to sign up and receive the 2010 Yukon Vacation Planner. And again, it's a great publication to familiarize yourself with what the territory is about, with our calendar of our events, what our communities have, what our tour operators can offer. It's just an incredible wealth of information.
Barry, I know you have some questions that you were considering. Do you have them available?
just one question. I'm curious about what kind of tours the tour operators there offer, and do they typically work with travel agents?
Absolutely. Many of our tour operators are very travel agent friendly. We have, I'll say, basically two seasons up here in the territory, summer and winter. And most of our tours operate around our waterways or in our hiking and backcountry areas. And in the wintertime, a large focus, of course, on dog mushing, as well as aurora borealis viewing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and outdoor winter pursuits. Again, they're listed within our website and within our vacation planner, and more than happy to work with agents on commissions or even detailing a more specific itinerary for their clientele.
Great.
Wonderful. And as I mentioned earlier, it is a beautiful territory, and it is somewhere that people may not normally consider doing. You have all the folks that go, oh, yes, go to Vancouver, and then you're all the way up in Alaska. And there's this entire area that is open and beautiful, and we took a lot of photos. In fact, one of the photos I'm entering in a photo contest because the colors are so vibrant, the water is so beautiful, and the air is so clean. It's amazing, and I really want to commend you guys on keeping the territory that way, being able to keep it private, but also opening it up a little bit for those of us who would like to be able to experience it, but not kind of ruin it by building it up so much. And it really does have that hometown feeling. Dawson City, boy, talk about the locals. The locals were very sweet. You could tell they were locals. And one of the things that I was amazed by is they had sushi in a bakery. And even our tour operator who was on the Holland America trip with us, she says she's in and out of there like every other week. She had no idea there was sushi in the bakery. So that's just a little tip that I want to be able to pass on to people, that if you have clients who like sushi, of course, send them to the obvious place, the bakery.
That's a really great point, Lorena. We end up targeting as a travel agent partner folks that are looking for adventure challenges or are scenic outdoor travelers or even cultural explorers. And after all, we're home to the famous gold rush of 1898. Dawson City was the biggest city west of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and north of San Francisco back then. So even to me, that just gets me all excited, because I imagine there was well over 100,000 people in Dawson City at the time. We're also, as you noted, kind of hidden and probably Canada's best kept secret, if not North America's, but we are easily accessible, especially out of Vancouver as one of our main gateways. We have direct jet service daily with two air carriers, and we also have service to two other gateway cities, both in Alberta, Edmonton and Calgary. And amazingly enough, in the summertime, we have two direct flights from Frankfurt a week. So we are accessible, and for those that love checking out the outdoor highways and byways of the country, we certainly have an extensive road system with the famous Alaska Highway that was built in an incredibly short period of time in the 1940s. And of course, you can reach us by cruise ship and the Alaska Marine Ferry System. We do have strong ties with our Alaskan neighbors, and you have to have ties with your neighbors up here in the north if you want to be prosperous and thrive. So we're very, very fortunate that Alaska is such a strong partner that we work with a lot for being a destination that can tie into Alaska.
Well, this has been wonderful. I would love to have people be able to be directed again to your website, because it is such a quiet area that people easily overlook. And if you are just simply tootling along on sending your clients on a cruise, it's going to be something that you could easily miss. So where would the agents go again? And is there a particular area that you would like them to focus on your website to be able to help them?
Certainly hitting the travel trade website. It identifies the marketing officers for North America as well as overseas. And again, I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody directly. My email is aaron.beacon@gov.yk.ca. And of course, our phone number here in the territory is area code 867-667-3012. And I'd be more than pleased to assist anybody that's looking for more information or has a client that's coming here and wants more information. I also have collateral pieces that I'd be willing and most happy to send out to agents. And if anybody wants us to come down and do a presentation on the Yukon, I'm always open to those ideas as well.
That is good, because I love the fact that you're able to get out on the road and Do you also do webinars if you're not able to go to, say, a specific area?
Yes, and I've done webinars with Mexico, actually, working with the agents down there, although we do attend trade shows as well. But we've found that it's been very useful and additional information available for those agents that just don't have the opportunity to necessarily go to the trade places.
Perfect. Barry, did you have any last-minute questions? I am good with the information that Erin has provided. I think she's done a really thorough job.
I'm curious. We were talking about tours a minute ago, and you were talking about the gold and the gold country. Do they offer tours where people can go out and search for gold or pan for gold?
Yes, absolutely, Barry. We have an incredible gold field in the Dawson area. It's actually called the Klondike region. And within the region, there are many operators that are active right now, with gold being over $950 an ounce U.S.
Sure.
Those mines have restarted operations again in some cases. And you can go into their areas and get a gold pan, see if you can find any of lucky nuggets in your pan, or you can see how they're doing it with the more modern equipment that they're using these days. Some of those tours do have prices associated with them, but there's also the Klondike Visitors Association that has a free claim, and that's up one of the famous roads up in Dawson where you can actually drive there yourself, dig out your pot or your pan and dipper into the creek and see what you can come up with. It is absolutely an embedded part of our culture up here, and we're very excited to showcase it, as well as the machinery that they started with picks, shovels, and axes and moved up to an incredible massive dredge that shook and rumbled its way up the Klondike River Valley. Pretty impressive and a must-see.
That sounds great. You know, the Travel Channel has a popular show on their treasure hunters, and I like to watch that once in a while, and it's kind of an interesting travel endeavor to go treasure hunting, and it sounds like Dawson City and your area would be a great place to go experiment with that.
Yeah, so everything from the gold rush right to when, like I said earlier, they're building the Alaska Highway. There's old relics left behind, some buildings that have undergone restoration and some that have not. Just to look at what they built with and what they had to put up with during those times, and you can imagine bogs and muskeg and permafrost and trying to put heavy equipment and machinery and thousands of workers to build this infrastructure must have been just an incredible undertaking. But we certainly are thankful because we have quite modern amenities today because of their hard work way back then.
Yeah, it sounds like a good place for history buffs, too.
Absolutely.
You know, you mentioned the gold rush information. It sounds really silly, and I know that one of my clients was looking at the itinerary that we were going to be going on. She said, oh, I could do without those frantic Bollies, the little entertainment that they had at the Westmark Hotel. It was actually really cute. It was about that some of the Gold Rush days, and it was very entertaining. And I know it sounds really silly, but Whitehorse was a great town. It had a wide variety of restaurants, a bunch of different entertainment. There was a movie theater if you wanted to go there. And it was a very cute little town, and I think you have a great place that you're working out of. I'm very envious.
Oh, thank you so much, and I certainly wouldn't change it. I've been very fortunate to travel extensively through the lower 48 and throughout Canada, and as much as I loved all my destinations and the people that I met there, there's something about the North that grabs you, and you'll know it when you get here. It is the most difficult emotion experience to explain. And I'm sure, Lorena, you kind of know what I'm talking about, having been to Whitehorse and Dawson. It's just the aura that is in the air that's all around you in all the activities and in the people that you see and meet. And it's very, very unique, and I feel so fortunate to be where I am and to look out my backyard and see incredible mountain ranges and play in snow in the wintertime and go paddling through some of the most pristine wilderness that we're still very, very fortunate to have.
Well, thank you again, Aaron, for being on the show. And I have to tell you, it was really nice to meet you, and I appreciate that you went all the way up to Dawson City to be able to give us some information, and now you're on our show and being able to pass it on. So thank you again for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Lorena and Barry, for the opportunity, for one. And again, my utmost sincere invitation to your listeners, if they have any questions, want any more information, please, here I am. This is what I am passionate about. This is what we love to do, and I'd love to hear from them.
Perfect. And maybe we try to have our guests back on the show within a couple of months, be able to kind of give a refresher. Hopefully you will be open to being back on the show, maybe when the weather is a little different in your area, and maybe right around February if you're available.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to tell your listeners about what winter is like in the true north. I look forward to the opportunity.
That sounds great. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what's a good email address?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongue@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongue@mac.com.
Very good. And thanks once again, Aaron, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Lorene and Aaron. Thank you for a very informative co-hosted segment. Now, moving on into some travel news, I have three articles here that I think you'll be interested in. And the first article is an article in the Long Island Business News from August 21st. And this article describes how travel companies stay afloat during tough times. And the way they do that is these companies specialize in serving niche markets. They also give personal service and keep steady clients happy. And those are the keys to staying afloat. Now, the article goes on to say that many people are fed up with spending hours of time in front of a computer screen planning and booking trips when they know that the travel agent will do all that for free. And isn't that the truth? You know, nothing wrong with clients doing a lot of research and figuring out where they want to go, but they should leave it up to the professionals to take care of all the details. And also, the travel agent does the work, and they're ready to stand up for the client when something goes wrong. How many times have you heard stories about that? And actually, if you do have some stories about how you've stood up for your client when something went wrong, you know, go over to the agent-to-agent forum and post that story. It'd be really interesting to read about. Now, you can find a link to the complete article here in my show notes, as always. Now, question. Are you a member of the American Society of Travel Agents, ASTA, A-S-T-A? Well, ASTA released the first marketing and customer retention survey, and the survey will give ASTA members information about retaining clients and marketing vehicles that have been most successful for travel agents. Now, that sounds like a pretty valuable article to me. Now, a couple of key points in this article are that most travel agents do not use newspaper or magazine print ads in their marketing plans. And 80% of the agencies use follow-up campaigns as a way of keeping in touch with their clients. Now, to get the article, if you're an ASTA member, you will get the article, at least a 3-page summary of it, for free. But if you're an ASTA member and you want the complete report, that's going to cost you $150. So it seems to me that a summary of the report can be very valuable if you are an ASTA member, and it may be worthwhile just picking up a membership to read about what's most effective in terms of marketing for travel agents as a result of the survey done in this report. Again, there's a link to the show notes about this article and about what ASTA is offering. Now, in another article, our third and last article, Peggy Goldman has started a series of articles on TheExaminer.com talking about how she began her career as a tour operator. The first of the series was posted on August 12th, not that long ago, and Peggy is constantly asked by her friends, families, neighbors about how she became involved in the group travel business, and Peggy's told this story, she says, over 1,000 times, and now she's putting it in writing for you. And a nice thing, too, is this article has RSS feeds, so you can subscribe to the article and have it delivered automatically in your feed reader, such as one offered by Google at Google Reader. But anyhow, this is an interesting article, and I'm looking forward to the remaining articles in the series. And as you listen to the Home Based Travel Agent Show, and you listen to the destinations we highlight, you may want to think how you can use those destination specialists like Aaron Deacon that we just interviewed today in the show, how they can help you put together a group tour. You know, it may be good to take a look at this group tour business. And the article by Peggy Goldman is going to give you a firsthand look on how she started her group tour business. And I think this is going to be an interesting one for you. So a link to the article in the show notes, a link to it over on the webpage. Check that one out. Well, with that, I want to wish everybody a great summer. I hope you've enjoyed your summer. And if you're traveling, I hope you're having safe travels. And we will be back next week with another edition of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So take care, everybody. See you next week. Thank you.